Now, we've talked about different types of depth queue, and if you were to organize them in terms of importance or power, the power that they have, how much information they can provide us, and if you arrange them as follows, if in the horizontal direction, the question is, depending how close something is to us, how easily can we tell that something is either closer or at the same depth from us, or further away, whether it's the same has the same depth from us, or it's either in front or behind. And if the vertical direction indicates the depth contrast, meaning that the higher up you go, the difference in depth between the two things gets smaller and smaller, so meaning smaller and more differences in terms of depth. The following that we see is we have occlusion, which is the top horizontal line at the very top. What this tells us is we are aware of small depth differences for occlusion, regardless of how far things are from us. It could be right up a meter from us, it could be 10 meters from us, or 1,000 meters from us, and we still be able to tell it. So that's a very robust skill. Next, we have also, as a horizontal line, relative size differences. That there the distance doesn't matter so much, but we are just not as sensitive to small size differences. Occlusion is much more sensitive to tell us that things are at different depths. Then we have what's called motion parallax, which has its highest sensitivity, can see the smallest differences in distance when things are closest to us, and as things move further away, its ability to resolve differences in depth decreases. So a good example is, maybe if you're in front of your monitor and you're just turning your head back and forth, what you will notice is that what's in front closest to you will move much more, as what's in the background will move much less in terms of the visual flow of things. And if I'm not making sense, I can explain it in much more detail on Thursday. Next to the motion parallax, we have what's called binocular disparity, meaning the differences between what the left and the right eye sees. That ability to tell something is closer or further, or not at the same distance, decreases as things are further away. So stereo ability or stereo vision is most powerful for things that are close to us. As things move further away, it doesn't make a big difference. It doesn't give us that much information. So case in point, stereo can be very useful when we're trying to thread a needle, but if it's 10 meters away from us, it gives us some information, but it's not as doesn't have as much resolution power. Then we have two more left, which is called convergence accommodation. We haven't talked about that, but that's the differences between the direction in which our two eyes are looking. So what I would like you to do, take a finger, move it very close to your eyes, and notice how your eyes will, and try to focus on the finger. You will feel a sensation in your eye muscles, and then as you move the finger further away from you, it relaxes your eye muscles. So that difference in terms of how you position your eyes gives you a cue, where are you focusing? Are you focusing close, or are you focusing further away? And that you can use as a depth cue. And finally, the aerial one is, remember in the summer, things can be blurry the further away they are. So you can use that blurriness to guess, this might be 10 meters from me, or it might be 100 meters from me, or so on.